San Francisco is very known for being gay and queer. Like, how queer is San Francisco?
I don't know what that means. Like, how queer is it? I don't know. There's tons of queer people who live here and are making queer art and living queer lives. That's pretty queer.
But how do they live queer lives?
Like, they're queer people living. I don't know. I mean, like, a million different ways. Like, they're queer identified. They identify as queer, and so they're queer. And that can mean so many different things, you know.
Could you give me an example of, like, I think this is too normal for you, but like, if I come from somewhere, it's not, people don't even know what the word queer means. Okay. Not even gay people.
Okay. Oh, I can explain and that. Maybe that would be helpful then.
Just, yeah, like that. And then like how people live, how they, like a few examples maybe, how people just live another life than the heteronormative one or the homonormative one.
I think queer has come up as a way of identifying for a number of reasons. And I believe that it really started in like the late 80s or early 90s. People started identifying as queer because there was a movement of people who were gay who just wanted to be accepted and be normal, be part of normal mainstream society. And then there's a group of queers who are like, or, you know, other gay people or whatever, who are deciding like, well, that's not my life. That would never be my life. I like being an outsider. I like being an outlaw. I like being an artist. I like being bohemian. I like being on the fringe. I like being radical. I am politically radical. I don't agree with the systems that support, you know, this, you know, kind of capitalistic, normal, like, not taking a stand against injustice, not living an interesting life, not, you know, being too afraid to express yourself, all this stuff that kind of is represented by normal living. When gay people started saying, hey, I want to be normal like that, then I think there was a schism and people started saying, I'm queer, you know, and it's, it also came out of, a moment in kind of like political activism of reclaiming language that's been used against you. So queer was an insult for a long time to say someone's queer. Where I grew up in Massachusetts, like, people got called queer all the time as an insult. And, you know, and so it was a way of reclaiming that, saying, I am queer, you know, and I'm proud. And just like, that's a very defiant activist and sort of punk thing to do. And so it was a more attractive thing for very defiant punk activists to do. So it became a sort of like punk signifier as well. And it also works as like an umbrella term where like I'm personally not gay. I'm not lesbian. I'm physically attracted to and have relationships with men, women, and, you know, trans men, non-trans men, you know, women. And so it's like, I can't say that I'm straight. I can't say that I'm a lesbian. I can't, like, say I'm queer, and it means I'm basically not straight. And it's like, you know, up for me to decide, like, what, you know, who I'm going to end up dating or whatever. So there's a lot of people that feel like the traditional identities that have been offered under the, you know, the gay, gay or lesbian or even bisexual doesn't work for a lot of people because there's so many people who are, you know, kind of embodying genders that are not binary gendered, that the term bisexual ends up feeling like, I don't know, some people don't like that. I kind of like bisexual because it sounds kind of like 70s and like retro and like sleazy, so I'm kind of into it sometimes, like, I'm bisexual, you know. But I know that it can be a problematic word because it, some people feel like it omits other genders other than the binary genders. So queer is a nice umbrella term, and then, you know, but what's weird about that is, like, if I identify as queer, a lot of people assume I'm saying I'm a lesbian, even though I don't, and then if I show up with, like, a guy, or I do a reading where I'm talking about being with a guy, they get all freaked out, and I'm like, well, I never said I was a lesbian. I'm sorry that you heard lesbian when I said queer. So that's how I live my queer life. Everyone lives their queer life differently. It means different things, I think, to different people. But I think what everyone has in common is a sort of resistance to a normal, mainstream, assimilated, homosexual American experience. So, yeah.